This is UNN Urban Network News Headlines, sponsored by AHintOfMoss.com, featuring 100% wildcrafted sea moss, AHintOfMoss.com. In the news, representatives of Donald Trump are trying to convince New York Attorney General Letitia James to drop her multi-million dollar civil fraud case against the president-elect, which I don't think she's going to do, and Trump can't do anything about it because it's a New York State case and not a federal case. A cleaning company has been fined $171,000 after federal investigators found 11 children working a dangerous overnight shift at a meat processing plant in Iowa. And they only got fined $171,000? Come on. Plus, only the cleaning company gets fined? What about the meat processing plant? They let the children do the work that had them using corrosive cleaners to clean head splitters, jaw pullers, band saws, neck clippers, and other equipment. After President Biden pardoned his son Hunter, some are now asking him to also pardon the 40 people who are on death row and make their sentences life with no parole instead, and pardon the 3,000 people who are in federal custody for trumped-up marijuana charges so they can get back to their communities. A federal judge has ruled that Byron Allen's $10 billion lawsuit against McDonald's for racial discrimination will go to trial. The lawsuit alleges that McDonald's blocked Allen and his media properties from McDonald's General Market ad agency, responsible for dispensing the vast majority of McDonald's massive ad budget. You've been listening to Urban Network News, sponsored by AHintOfMoss.com. A Hint of Moss, health you can feel, flavors you'll love. That's AHintOfMoss.com.